Are you considering making a last-minute 2022 RIA contribution, whether it's to save money in potential taxes this year or 2022 in filing, or in order to shove some money in an after-tax account like a Roth IRA before you can't any longer? Well, welcome to Money Not Math conversation number 127. I'm Drew Erickson, and I'm back again to talk about tips for last-minute RIA contributions. It's January 20th, 2023, and I love doing these Money Not Math conversations because I love our country, but I believe our government is terrible at managing money and should not control your financial future or mine. So I help my clients, and I do these videos or these conversations, if you like to listen to the podcast, in hopes that I'm providing you value that will help you along with your financial planning journey and finding financial independence away from having to depend on the government. So let's get into today's tips for last-minute IRA contributions. I don't know if I said that wrong three times or right three times there. Hopefully, you're bearing with me. So here's some tips and key dates you should know. When is the deadline? The deadline to contribute for 2022 is April 18th, 2023. Okay, so this is one of the few financial planning or tax-related tools or strategies we have available that we can contribute the year at, or past the end of the year. So once the December 31st, 2022 is done and January 1st, 2023 hits, most tools and strategies are done when it comes to tax of 2022. However, late IRA, why is that so hard for me to say? Contributions are allowed. Okay, so that is something to keep in mind, whether it's you're looking to try to decrease your tax liability from the previous year or shove away money into a Roth IRA for future savings. Should you do a traditional or Roth contribution? This is a big one that I think is often either disagreed upon or misunderstood depending on the context of the situation. Okay, from a very simple standpoint, I can get very in-depth on this, so I'm more than happy to. If you have questions, please reach out. But from a very simple standpoint, if your objective is to decrease how much you might have to owe in taxes last year, that's it. Your objective is to try to decrease how much you owe in taxes last year, then a traditional IRA contribution might make sense for you. Because by contributing to your IRA, you are decreasing your top-line taxable income level, which may decrease your marginal tax rate, which likely will decrease how much taxes you owe in 2022. However, what you have to understand is, in a way, that's a bit of a short-sighted view because you aren't actually saving money in taxes. You're kind of taking a loan from the government or just kicking the bucket down the road. You will not pay those tax, you'll pay less taxes in 2022, but you're still going to owe that tax at some point down the line when you retire. So the difference being the amount of tax you owe is going to compound and grow along with your assets in your retirement account. So when you're in retirement, the only way you really save money in taxes is at the time when you spend that money if you're in a lower tax bracket at a marginal tax at a lower tax rate. Okay. On the flip side, should you contribute to a Roth contribution, if your objective is to save more money for retirement after tax, so you do not have to worry about owing taxes in retirement, then a Roth IRA contribution would be make more sense for you. And another key point with that, when you fast forward to retirement planning, is keep in mind that taxable assets from your traditional IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and all tax-deferred accounts may have an impact on your Social Security taxes and your Medicare costs. So it's very important to balance your priorities between the short term of saving, potentially saving money in 2022 versus the long term of saving money in retirement. Okay. So what is the maximum you can contribute? This doesn't always change from year to year, but it is changing again this year, and it has changed for the last few years, I believe. $6,000 per year per person with taxable income is the maximum you can contribute in 2022 to an IRA, plus an additional $1,000 of catch-up contributions if you're over 50 years old. Okay. So our government, if you're over 50 years old, allows you to contribute an additional $1,000 to your IRAs or Roth IRAs if you're over 50 years old. If you're under 50 years old, the maximum in 2022 is $6,000. Do you qualify to contribute to a Roth IRA or receive deductions from an IRA? This is extremely important. All right. So many people understand how Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs work, but they don't understand whether or not they actually even qualify to use them. Okay. A Roth IRA, again, you need to consult your financial advisor and your CPA for your situation specifically, because these are just generalized rules and I am not a CPA. I'm just giving you generalized things to consider. And I work very specifically with my clients personally on their situations, but because this is to many people, I don't want to give specific advice. For a Roth IRA, if you are under $144,000 of taxable income, your adjusted gross income is under $144,000, you can qualify to utilize a Roth IRA. If you're over that number, now you may or may not qualify. You may not be able to use it at all, or you might have to use it in some limited capacity. If you're married and you have under $214,000 of adjusted gross income, you qualify for a Roth IRA. If you're over 214, you either don't qualify at all or it might be at a reduced rate. Again, you need to consult your CPA and your financial advisor. But those income limits aren't that high, right? For most people, you fit under that. But for many people, they've reached that 144 as a single or 214 as a married couple. So even though they'd love to sock away money after tax, they actually can't unless they try to use a backdoor Roth. But we'll get into that in a little while. On the flip side, the reason why people like traditional IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and these things is because of the tax deferred nature of those accounts and the ability to potentially save taxes this year and pay them in retirement instead. But we have to understand is that not everyone qualifies to actually receive a deduction for the contributions that they put into traditional IRA accounts. So these are more the whether or not you qualify for a deduction is more a little more complex. So definitely talk to your CPA. I'll just give one example. One example is if you are married and neither of you have a 401k plan through work, your maximum combined adjusted gross income in 2022 to receive a full deduction from your IRA contributions is only $204,000. I know that's a lot of money for a lot of people, but for many people who think they're going to get a deduction, they aren't because they're over that number. So it's extremely important. And that number adjusts and I believe goes down if you have a 401k through work. A lot of variables, though, you should certainly consult your CPA as well as your financial advisor, because this is a little bit of a complex topic due to the amount of variables that go into it, whether you're married, whether you're single, how you file, do you have group 401ks, do you not? But the important thing is, first and foremost, do you even qualify to contribute to a Roth IRA? And also, do you even qualify to receive deductions for contributing to an IRA? Because if you don't, is it really worth locking up your money till you're 60? All right, next question. Are you able to use a backdoor Roth IRA? Okay, from a very simplistic standpoint, for those who haven't heard of it, a backdoor Roth IRA is when you contribute to a non-deductible IRA, and then you convert that money to a Roth IRA to make it after-tax money so that it can grow tax-free and you can use it tax-free in retirement. All right, this is again, not a challenging thing, but it has some variables to it. So make sure you consult your CPA. That's in the past. Moving forward, we always want to ask ourselves when we're saving into these vehicles, tax deferred versus after tax, do we want to try to save money this year and kick the tax bucket down the road to try to and have to pay the piper in retirement, right? Do you want to tax your seed or tax your crop, for using a farm analogy? Or do we want to save after tax and never have to worry about paying taxes again on that money? All right, so that's moving forward. New IRA contributions, which I haven't said this yet, IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account. In 2023, has gone from $6,000 to $6,500 if you're under age 50. And if you are age 50 or over, you have the additional $1,000 available if you'd like, so you can contribute up to $7,500. All right, thank you again for your time today. This is Money Not Math, Drew Erickson. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. Please let me know what you think by commenting. And if you enjoyed this conversation, please, please, please share and like this post on your social media pages or however you consume this content. Because the more people that see this, the more, hopefully the more impact I can make and provide more people positive value when it comes to their financial planning journey. Again, thank you for your time and hope you have a great day. Bye.